You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers. I am Allison Sutter from MLB.com, and we have a treat this week where we are joined by Lyle Spencer, one of our Southern California-based columnists who covers all things down there for MLB.com. So, Lyle, I just want to keep this wide open to start our conversation. What is your assessment of the Dodgers? And I know that's like, could go any way, but I feel like all I do is read stories about how things just aren't going well for the Dodgers, yet they're like 13 games over 500 in first place. So how do you feel about them?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right, Allison. It's very interesting how I think they're a product of overinflated expectations, basically, by their all their payroll moves and their, you know, everybody talks about, you know, equating, as we found over the years, dollars with wins and losses has never been a real good idea, because there's so much involved in baseball that can't be anticipated. And it's been a very unpredictable ride for this team. It hasn't been easy. There've been all sorts of ups and downs, and you know, when you look at the big picture, you're right. It's kind of amazing that they're 13 games over 500 with all the issues they face, primarily with their rotation. You know, when you look at Kershaw and Greinke, of course, you're talking about two of the elite pitchers in the game. But beyond that, it's been kind of sketchy. And right now, the hope is that the moves they made at the deadline for Matt Latos and Alex Wood pay off, and that those two guys are able to get them deeper in games, and along with Brett Anderson, give them some support behind the twin aces. And if they can do that, I think that is one of the pivotal issues with this team, is to get quality starting pitching.
How do you feel about the bullpen? And beyond that, how hard is it to put one together in the offseason? It seems, you know, the bullpen is what, you know, they're individually guys that you would not be able to, you know, recognize on the street. You don't get a lot of accolades. You only pay attention to them when they blow it. But they're so key, because it doesn't matter how good your starting pitcher is. If you can't get the last six outs, then it's like the worst way to lose a baseball game. So the Dodgers, so that's kind of been a problem for them over time, even when they've gone deep in the playoffs. And it seems to be the hardest thing for GMs to do in the offseason, is put one together. So what do you think of bullpens?
Well, yeah, it is. It is difficult because their relievers probably are the most unpredictable athletes in the game, because, you know, with so many guys, they're up and down, and I think a lot of that is because of usage, overusage. You know, what we don't know is how many times they're up in the bullpen throwing and don't get into games. And, you know, it's a really difficult, demanding role, because they're almost like offensive linemen in the sense that you only notice them when they mess up. You know, their job is to get it to that closer, and the closer generally gets all the accolades and the attention. And it's a rough job, and it takes, you know, a real strong mind, I think, to cope with that. Now, right now, I think they're in decent shape. They'd be in really good shape if Jim Johnson, you know, one of the guys they acquired in that big blockbuster deal, you know, he's a proven veteran. He struggled a little bit so far. He had one really bad outing that inflated his ERA, but he would help. Luis Avalon looked very good last night. They have Pedro Baez, has looked really good at times, and, you know, he's actually performed very well under the radar. Nicasio has pitched pretty well. So, you know, and of course, with Kenley Jansen, they have a guy who most teams would love to have closing games. Kenley Jansen has walked four hitters with 53 strikeouts. That's kind of an outrageous ratio.
Wow, yeah.
For 29 and a third innings. I'm not sure I've seen anything like that, at least, you know, recently. So, you know, I think they're in pretty decent shape back there. I do think those deadline moves, again, should help them at the back end. It's not as expendable and as lights out as some of the other bullpens, notably the Royals. But I think they're in decent shape there. And critically, if Wood and Latos and Anderson can get deeper in games, then that would be a really beneficial thing for all those guys back there, because it would ease the burden and keep guys fresh.
I had to laugh. I was reading a column by Bill Plachke for Los Angeles Times, a longtime columnist there. I enjoy his work. I know he gets criticism a lot just for some of the takes that he has. I usually can sort of understand where he's coming from, but I was chuckling a little bit because he was basically calling for the Dodgers to do three things that I've always found to be that would be counterproductive for a team, that when they start doing this is when they really start going in the tank. One, they need to start pressing. He basically said they need to start pressing, they need to play with a sense of urgency, and they need to play with some kind of desperation, which usually is what teams do when they start losing. They get tight, and then, you know, he's saying, like, Mattingly is calm, and fans don't like it, and he needs to stop being calm. So aren't those the things that happen when a team starts panicking?
Yes, and I would have to agree with your assessment. That's the last thing I want. You know, if you look at the team that's won three of the past five World Series, they have a very calm, sort of methodical manager. That team plays free and loose, and that's why they keep winning in October. You get no sense of panic or urgency. They just go out and play, and they play the same way in October as they play basically in April, May, June, with sort of a freedom and calmness, and you have to have that in baseball. This isn't football. You're not out there bashing heads. You know, that type of mentality just doesn't work in baseball. This is a game of finesse. It's not a game of brute force and just overwhelming people. You know, that doesn't work. You know, you have to play free. All the best teams play free. That's the great thing that Joe Maddon brings to the teams he manages. His guys have a sense of freedom, and they're out there enjoying themselves and having a good time, and you have to have that. So, you know, I've known Bill forever, and, you know, you're right. He's a very opinionated columnist, and a lot of times I agree with him, and sometimes I don't. And in this case, I just don't agree with that. No.
Yeah, I think that, it's funny because when you hear people talk about a team like the Cubs, and we're not going to spend a ton of time talking about them because this is a Dodgers podcast, but that they seem to be enjoying themselves and also taking things in stride. And it's funny because you could just equate that to Joe Maddon's personality, like completely, like he's just permeating whatever his sort of demeanor is, and it seems to be affecting his team. And that's a very important part of, I mean, Mattingly, people say, like, one of the best things about him is just his ability to take everything that you have to take being a manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he seems to just be able to handle all of that, and that's important right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a really difficult job he has in the sense that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the expectations are so high, and there's so much, you know, he's under a magnifying glass all the time. And, you know, it's really a demanding job, and he handles it with, you know, say what you will about game decisions and so on and so forth. We can pick those apart with every manager, but he also, you know, kind of like Boshi and some of the more successful managers I've been around, has this air of calmness around him that I think players need to perform under pressure, and so I think that's a positive. You know, I go back to when he was a player, and he was a delight to be around as a player, and he's the same guy now as a manager. He hasn't changed, and I have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, me too. I think he is the right guy for this, but it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward. But, Lyle, thank you very, very much, and I hope to catch up with you soon.
Always a pleasure, Allison. Take care of yourself.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.